play so smooth and true. Feel the vibe, it's all for you. Echoes bounce on walls of time. Hear the rhythm, hit the rhyme. Down below in our quiet space, find your voice in this safe place.
Hello everyone, this is Nofel from The Sailor Talk, and I'm coming back to you again. In the same week, I know I'm dropping two episodes, but I think it was necessary because I was talking to someone and we were talking about ethics and morality. So what does it mean to be a moral person? Is it following the law? Is it following a personal code? Or is morality something bigger, something universal? We all face ethical dilemmas. Whether we realize it or not, we all are confronted by it. So every choice we make, every word we say, and even the thoughts that we entertain in our minds, they all stem from some internal sense of right and wrong. So some people believe morality is absolute, and certain things are always right and always wrong, no matter what the situation is. Others argue that morality is relative, shaped by culture, experience, personal values, and costumes. But the real question is, how do we decide? So today we're diving deep into the murky waters of the morality and ethics, exploring those gray areas that challenge that we think we know. But before we begin, I want to take this moment, and I just want to just stop everything I'm doing. That's why I wanted to do this. I want to take a moment and ask, I want you to take a moment and ask yourself, have you ever faced a moral dilemma that kept you up at night? Maybe a time when you had to choose between telling the truth and protecting someone that, like, you have some feelings about. A moment when doing the right thing didn't feel so clear-cut. If that resonates with you, stick around. But the thing is, even if it doesn't resonate with you, stick around. So, welcome back again. This time I tried to do it in a different way, so please, if you think anyway, please leave a comment at the end. I always want to develop more of this podcast. So, let's start with the basics. Where does our sense of morality come from? Are we born with it or not? Are we born with that understanding of right and wrong? Or is it something that we learn? Well, this question has been debated for years and probably centuries. And there are two major schools of those thought. So one side argues that morality is biological. So it's hardwired into us through evolution. You see it in young children who instinctively know when something is unfair, or in the way that certain animals demonstrate compassion toward each other. And some neuroscientists even suggest that the human brain has a built-in moral compass, guiding us towards cooperation and empathy. On the other side, we have the belief that morality is entirely learned, shaped by our culture, religion, upbringing, experiences, costumes. A child raised in a strict religious household may have a very different moral framework from a child raised in a secular and free-thinking environment. So which is it? Nature or is it nurture? It is, in my opinion, most likely both. But the real challenge is, if even if we all have some sense of morality, why don't we all agree on what's right and what's wrong? Well, this brings us to three major philosophical perspectives on morality. So when I was doing my research about this, I like this word, I just have a hard time saying it. So it's utilitarianism. So the theory says that the right thing to do is whatever brings the greatest good to the greatest number of people. Sounds logical, right? But what if that means sacrificing one person to save many? That's where it gets a little tricky here. Deontology. This is the belief that morality is about following rules, no matter what are the consequences. If lying is wrong, then it's always wrong, even if telling the truth causes harm. But can morality really be that rigid? And you have the third and last major philosophical perspective is the relativism. This is the idea that what's right and what's wrong depends on culture, on the society, on that individual belief, on each individual. Well, it makes more sense. So different societies have different moral codes, but does that mean that there are no universal moral truths? Well, these perspectives shape how we view morality. But in real life, it's rarely that simple. So let's make this thing a little more personal, I'd say. Imagine you're standing at a train switch, for example. This is just one of the examples that I wrote down. And you see a runaway trolley headed towards five people tied to a tracks. But you have the power to pull the lever, and divert the trolley. Except it would kill one person on the other track. What do you do? Well, this is a very famous example, of course. I didn't come up with it. I would like to take credit for it, but this famous trolley problem is one of the most well-known thought experiments in ethics. Because most people say they pull the lever to save the five lives. But the question is here is, but what if the one person was your best friend? What if it was your child? What if it was your parent? You suddenly start thinking more about it. So it is not as simple as we thought the answer would be. Here's another one. You're at a job interview. The interviewer asks you if you have experience with a specific skill. You don't. But you know that if you admit it, you won't get the job. So lying might get you the position. But it's dishonest. So what do you do? Telling the truth means missing an opportunity. What do you do? Ethical dilemmas. Like these two examples, for example, they kind of force us to question what we value more. Honesty or opportunity? Fairness or loyalty? Justice or mercy? And in the real world, these choices don't always come with an easy answer. One that hits home for a lot of people is this. Is it ever okay to steal, for example? Most of us would say no. But what if someone is stealing food to feed their starving kid? What if a pharmaceutical company is with their price gouging, they price gouge one of the life-saving medicine, and someone finds it and then steal it and then start distributing it to those who are in need. We like to think that morality is either black or white. But reality is full of gray areas, I'll say. Now, let's bring this whole thing to today's world. I did try to find like areas where we can explain enough. I came up with those three big, to just my understanding and my thinking. I brought it to those three big, how can I say it? Like a rubrics or big subjects, big topics. The cancel culture, for example, in ethics. I always talk about that because it's not something that I really agree with. So we live in an era where one mistake, one bad tweet or can ruin someone's entire career. But is cancel culture about justice or is it about revenge? Should people be held accountable for things they probably said 10 years ago? Or can someone truly change? Or do we believe that once a person crosses a certain line, like they're completely done? The second one is, for me, is like in our new era, is the AI and morality. Because you have the artificial intelligence. For example, if it's self-driven car has to choose between hitting a pedestrian or crashing and potentially killing its passengers, who decides what's right? And as AI continues to evolve, who gets to program its ethics? And we all shop, for example, at companies that exploit labor. So that's my third biggest part, corporate ethics. They all use unethical sourcing or they manipulate consumers. But can we really avoid them? Is it our responsibility or as individuals to boycott these companies? Or is it a bigger problem that we have to figure out? These are the kind of ethical questions we face every day. Even when we don't really realize it, we always end up facing those dilemmas. So how do we navigate these dilemmas in our own lives? Well, I came up with few simple ways, here it is. Here's a simple way to think about ethical decision making. And of course, I did some research, and here it is. So there's the golden rule. So well known too in many areas, especially at work, as integrity. You treat others the way you'd like to be treated. You have the second one is the transparency test. So the transparency test would, how can I, so would you be okay with your decision being made public if you want to be transparent? Or you have the third one and last one is the ripple effect. Consider the long-term consequences of any action you take. At the end of the day, morality isn't about being perfect. It's about being intentional. It's about thinking before you act. It's about questioning our own biases and doing the best we can with the knowledge we have. So what do you think, if you got to this point? Is morality something universal, or does it change based on circumstances? I'll leave you with this quote from Edmund Burke. The only thing necessary for the triumph of evil is for good men to do nothing. We may not always have the right answers, my friends, but the fact that we ask the questions, that's what makes us human. This has been The Seller Talk. This is Nofel. Don't forget to follow. Enjoy your evening or day. When the streets to the floor, in the cellar we are.
explore. Stories told and legends grow in the place where voices flow. Cellar Talk.